So shall it be. Father, we give you the praise and the honor because you are God. Thank you for a day like this. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Very quickly, we shall be looking at obstacles or enemies of praise. What are the forces in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 18? The Bible said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks, which means that there are situations in which the giving of thanks may be difficult, or the giving of praise. But in everything, in every single thing, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Our objective this morning is understanding the diverse distractions or obstacles to a healthy praise worship life. What are the distractions or the obstacles that exist to the healthy praise worship life? By way of introduction, two things are clear. One, the life of praise is the purpose of the child of God. These people have I formed for myself. Isaiah 43 and in verse 21. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. The life of praise is the purpose of the child of God. That is, if we are not living in praise, we are not fulfilling purpose. Secondly, both the quality and durability of life are dependent on praise. The quality and durability, both the quality and durability of life are dependent on praise. If we are going to live life that is qualitative, if we are going to live life that lasts, is dependent on our praise. Psalm 150 and in verse 6, it said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything that is fighting your breath, fighting your praise, is fighting your breath. Whatever is fighting your praise, is fighting your breath, is fighting the durability of your life, is fighting the quality of your life. So we must resist the things that resist our praise. We must resist those things that resist our praise. In order to defend our lives, in order to protect our lives, in order to preserve our lives. What are those things? Number one, the heart of ingratitude. When a man is not grateful, he can't be praiseful. The heart of ingratitude, we must resist it. Psalm 100 and in verse 4, he said, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. The heart of ingratitude. And we know that as we approach the end of time, ingratitude will multiply. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 2, the Bible said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. They shall be covetous, they shall be boasters, they shall be proud, they shall be blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Unthankfulness is a symptom of the end time. I can't get into the detail of how unthankful our generation is today. Unthankful to each other. People are finding it very difficult to say thank you now when you do something for them all. And thank you even to people that are close relations. And they take that to God. It's the heart of ingratitude, number one. And number two, is the spirit of pride. Pride is an enemy of praise. Arrogant, proud people don't perceive the need to praise, to praise God or even to appreciate man. In Psalm 69, verse 30 to verse 32, I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. The humble shall see it and be glad. It takes humility to appreciate abundantly. It takes humility to praise God liberally. That was what happened when the wise men came in Matthew 2 and in verse 11. The wise men that came to visit Jesus. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. They fell down. It takes humility to worship. It takes humility to worship. They fell down and worship him. You know, it was arrogance and pride that made Satan to become Lucifer, to become Satan. In Ezekiel 28 and in verse 11, the Bible talked about, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and pipes. Worship was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covered it. And I've said it so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. And what was that iniquity? Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12. Isaiah 14 verse 12. He said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground with this weak in the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the highest of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. That was the arrogance and the pride that made Lucifer become Satan. He was the worshiper, the chief worshiper of heaven. But when pride came, he preferred to worship himself than to worship God. Beloved, if your worship will be successful, you must deal with the spirit of ingratitude. You must deal with the spirit of pride. Otherwise, it's an attack on your life. The spirit of pride is number three. Number three is the spirit of discouragement and depression. Discouragement, depression is an enemy of praise. The spirit of discouragement. Psalm 61 and in verse 3, the Bible said, right, Isaiah 61 and in verse 3. He said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness is the enemy of the garment of praise. If you are going to wear the garment of praise, you must let go of the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of depression. In Psalm 42 and in verse 11, Psalm 42 and in verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance. Why are you cast down? Why are you cast down? Praise him, who is the health. Everywhere depression is allowed, celebration is excused. People who agree to settle for depression are excused from the celebration of God. Beloved, you must make up your mind. According to Job, in Job chapter 14 and in verse 14, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till change come. You must make up your mind that whatever the situation is around you right now, change is coming. You must deliberately reject depression. In the prison, Paul and Silas were beaten. Yet, they decided to settle for their frustration. They decided to... Know the meaning of that tongue? If your prison cannot stop your praise will open your prison. Paul and Silas were in prison. That was enough to arrest them, arrest their praise. But their prison could not stop their praise. So their praise had to open their prison. If your frustration does not prevent your celebration will terminate your frustration. If your challenge does not stop your song will swallow your challenge. Never allow the devil to cause your praise to die because of depression. I decree today, every agenda of depression is arrested forever. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Somebody say, I will praise the Lord, who is the health of my countenance. Shout the loudest, amen. Finally, what is it that attacks our people's praise and worship? Is the lack of goodness and kindness. People who are not good, they are not good people, they are not kind people. They don't give to others what belongs to them. People who are not good people, who are not kind people, they deprive others what is theirs. Psalm 29 verse 2 said, give unto the Lord the glory that is due to him, to his name. God is not struggling for what is not his. This is my praise. Give it to me. Bad people don't give people what is theirs. They hold it back. You understand? You have seen some people who should naturally have given a natural compliment. But they are angry that the person is looking good. They are angry that the person is successful. So they won't say it. They see good things, they keep quiet. Where they should give appreciation, they are quiet. When it is condemnation, it is heavy. And if you look at society today, those who push bad news seem to make more waves. How many of you know that if you want to advertise a program that is forthcoming, you pay advertisement rate? Whether it's on NT or anything, you pay. They see this is a rate for 30 minutes advert. But they don't pay for bad news. No, there's a car is on fire. Yeah. They don't pay for it. They push it out free of charge. That is how the society and life has been wired. And people take that to God. This glory that is due to God, celebrate it. No way. God has not answered my prayer. We will complain to many people. God has answered me. Nobody is hearing. But it's changing. The lack of goodness and kindness. Psalm 54 and in verse 6, the Bible said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Good people praise God. Bad people don't. Kind people give God the praise he deserves. Unkind people don't. Just the way they behave with men. Today you are about to prove your kindness and goodness by giving God his praise. The counsel is do everything possible to avoid the factors that militate against your praise. Do everything possible to avoid those factors and those forces that militate against thanksgiving and praise. Do everything possible. Do everything feasible. Do everything within your power to advertise, to antagonize those factors and forces. So trust God today for the heart of gratitude. Trust God for freedom from pride. Trust God to resist the spirit of depression. And trust God to resist the heart that lacks goodness and kindness. And we shall praise the Lord. Is there somebody who is ready to praise God this morning? Can you stand up on your feet and let's pray for 1 minute? And then we'll step into a few minutes of praise. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say, I come here and say, Father, I come before you today. I ask for deliverance from the spirit of ingratitude, from the heart of ingratitude. I ask for deliverance from the spirit of pride. I ask for deliverance from the spirit of depression and discouragement. I ask for freedom from unkindness and lack of goodness in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace, Lord, to praise you freely. Liberally, excitedly, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and your voice and just speak it. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands in your voice and say, Father, I reject and resist every agenda of the enemy to frustrate and limit my praise on you. Today, I reject the plot and the plan of the enemy to resist, to frustrate and limit my praise. I resist it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Jesus' precious name. You believe that God has heard an answer, say loud amen. What is that miracle that is your next miracle? That thing you are expecting, that is the next thing you want to testify about. I want you to dance about it now. Give a prophetic dance for that thing you are trusting God to do, your next testimony, because it shall be done. Are you ready? And prove to God that the spirit of discouragement and depression cannot have a place in your life. Can you help me shake the hands of three people? Tell them I want to give God a praise. Let's do a new beginning praise for 8 minutes. Let's go.
Somebody give the Lord a shout.
A new beginning praise.
Hey!
8 minutes.
The Lord has done what no man can do. How excellent is the name of.
Thank you.
your trial. Lift your hands everywhere you are. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. What you have danced for and celebrated for today, within the week, I declare it is your testimony. Before the sun sets today, it is your testimony. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Please, under 3 minutes, all those should be taken. Give the Lord a praise. Go ahead, celebrate the King of Kings. Hallelujah.
Sir, this is Sister Amaka. She said last week in the dream of the night, while in that dream she was operating her phone, and suddenly a snake popped up on the screen. And she was wondering what could that have been. And suddenly she threw the phone on the ground. And at that instant, she saw the same snake coming out from her private region. And she heard a voice, pull it out. She was able to pull the snake out and she woke up. Physically, she began to feel pain in that region. Came into the service last Sunday in that condition. The heat of the declaration and declaration from the senior pastor, the pain took check
every
back to
deposit
hell.
Of hell in your body is flushed out and returned back to hell in Jesus' name. You are free in Jesus' name.
Our sister Chioma had a lump, a mass right under her abdomen there. And one of the command in the midnight prayer, God's servant declared there is a lady with a terrible mass pain and an all manner of affliction. Right where she was, she screamed, that is my word. Woke up the following morning, the mass deflated, every affliction checked back to
hell. Every mountain you came here with is removed and returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord the praise.
This is Sister Anu. She came for the first time to this great commission in the month of February. It was a healing and deliverance service. After the service, she decided to settle down, seeing the almightiness of God and the thick, electrifying climate. She became a member, went to the foundation class, and also maturity. According to her, she said she's a caterer, and the last contract she did was in the month of November last year.
We can put a hold on that now for the sake of time. The others can testify in the next service. Yes, go ahead.
The last contract she did was in the month of November last year. Business tied down. She said after the service, she would stay back, clean the church, and hearing the prophetic declaration was privileged to be prayed for by her mother in the Lord on this altar. Immediately after her graduation from the maturity class in the month of April, doors opened. According to her, she said the inflow monthly contract that comes in six zeros. And she's here to give God praise.
Give the Lord a deep clap and a shout of praise. Your testimony is permanent in Jesus' name.
Our sister also is a product, the testimony of the product of commanding the midnight prayer. God's servant in one of the night declared, there is a lady whose name is Amarachi. God is visiting you. At the instance of that word, she fell under power where she was. She had facial numbness, all manner of pain. And as the word came, the following morning also, she woke up. She is totally free, and she believed that God has visited her in Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a praise. It is done.
Our brother said last week he was on his way between Benin and Warri. He had a flat tire in the night driving. And then God averted what would have been a disaster. The only path that was available for vehicles to drive, a truck was coming from behind. There was nowhere to navigate. Instead of crushing him, the truck galloped into the bush. And then he's here to give God praise for that preservation.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. You are preserved.
Career and workplace wisdom, second testimony for today.
Wow.
Yes, he said he was given an award of longevity of service also for being a valuable staff in his workplace and is here with that plaque.
I think this is the counsel to as many as possible to pick up that book.
Sister Sarah, she said in 2015, she graduated from the secondary school, trusting God for admission, and stayed at home for 3 solid years. Was led to join this commission in 2018. At that time, the construction was on. According to her, she was led to sow, according to her, she said, an Isaac seed, a sacrifice. And at that instance, God opened admission doors. Today, she's here to glorify God. She's a graduate.
Give the Lord a big clap. Lift your hands everywhere you are and give the Lord the praise. Anywhere you are this morning in need of surrender to Jesus, you've heard the testimonies, you heard the word, and you are saying, Pastor, I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want my sins forgiven. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. And say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer wherever you are. Can I see your hand? All right, anywhere you are, pick up your Bibles and bags and quickly rush to the front. You pray that prayer. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. Don't be the last person to come, be the first person to come. And rush to the front here. Let's go.
I have
one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. To follow Jesus, no turning back. Church, don't forget that we are on the assignment, Operation Living for Christ. If we do it well, this altar will be jammed every single Sunday by the people you led to Christ, people you brought to church, people you invited to church. Don't forget that. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. I'm seeing one of our sisters who walked somebody forward that she brought to church. That's a good thing to do. You walk with them, give the Lord a praise. You walk with them to the altar, encourage them and assist them. And let them know that the decision they are making is worth it and it's worthwhile. If we do this operation well, the altar will be jammed every Sunday. The Bible says, when I sent you out without pause or script, did you lack anything? And they said nothing. For as long as we are on his assignment, we will not lack our consignment. Whatever is your consignment with God, consignment in life, you can't lack it. Luke 22:35. If it is when the interest of God becomes your interest, that your interest can become the interest of God. What you are praying about, what you are trusting God for, can become interesting to God if you are on assignment for God like this. Please, let's see the road. One more time. Everyone who wants to rededicate their life to Christ, you are bound by an addiction, a lifestyle you are not happy with, smoking, drinking, masturbation, lesbianism, womanizer, whatever it is you are not happy with, you want to make it right with God, pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly run. Rush to the altar here and let us pray with you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, pick everything you have to honor God. Everything you have, you brought to church with, and come forward here. Again, you are bound by an addiction, or you want to rededicate your life to Christ. I'll give you another count of seven. One.
You are my life.
Two.
You are my life.
Give the Lord a praise. God bless you all. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that the hold of sin be broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody look at someone by your side and tell them, have you brought your soul for June? Tell them, have you established your soul for the month of June? Do it fast. There is one Sunday more to the end of June. All right, and that is the arrears of the souls of January, February, March, April, May, but this is June. If you have not established your soul for June, go ahead and do it. We are meant to have a manual that is a guideline for soul winning, and we'll finish it up and be able to probably present it coming Sunday. We thought we could do that today, but I'm not yet through with it. And I believe that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. This week is loaded. Can we give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise? The praise month is going to be climaxing on this coming Friday worship word and wonders night. High praises for high places. So worship word and wonders night, I'll be ministering, K-String, Prosper, GUC, Joe Praise, Solomon Lange, John King, Stanley Olajide, and so on. It will be a praise night. It will be a worship night. It will be very, very intense. Do everything you can. Please spread this, the soft copy of this virally. Spread it virally. Spread it virally. Invite your friends. Invite your loved ones. And it's going to be a night like no other night in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Every other activity of the week is on. Ensure you are a part of it. Ensure the evangelism distribution flyers are on. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Revival Fire Conference advert is still on for Houston, Texas. Please invite your friends, invite your loved ones. And God bless you in Jesus' name. Tonight, in the commanding the day prayers, it will be rivers of living. Rivers of living water. It's going to be an extensive prayer in the Holy Ghost. Right? It's going to be a bit different tonight. Extensive praying in the Holy Ghost. Ensure that you are connected online tonight so that the river of the Spirit can flood and drown everything that is not of God in your life. It is 11 p.m. in the night online. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Have you your offerings? Can you lift it up now? If you have any other of the electronic adverts or anything, you can also quickly show it. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. The hands lifted shall never drop to bear forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Excitedly drop your offerings. Those watching online, details of giving are as it is on the screen. God bless you.
You alone are worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You alone are worthy, Lord.
Lift your offerings. It's blessed again in Jesus' name.
You've been faithful, Lord.
Through the world you fall.
A big clap of hands. Stand up on your feet to the shout of victory. Everyone who is here for the first time as well, please join us forward. The ELA video, if you have not watched it, go ahead, watch it. But most importantly, share it with someone. It's an evangelistic tool. The Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Place your hand on your chest everywhere you are. Lift up your hands. First timers, newcomers, intending members to Dunamis Church, step forward and let's receive it. Today is your first time in church, please step forward. And you are a new person, step forward. And you want to become a member of the church, also step forward. Right now, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus, fresh grace, fresh help is your portion. Proceed preserved and return with testimonies. In Jesus' precious name, in 2024 and above only, 2024 and above only, God bless you in Jesus' name. Counselors, please feel free to proceed with those who gave their lives to Christ and those who are here for the first time. God bless you. Service, I'm sure you wait for the next service. And if you came for the second service, wait for the service you came for. God bless you. In Psalm 34 and in verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lift up your voice and appreciate him and give God praise for another wonderful time he has given us to be in his sanctuary. Father, we give you all the praise. We worship you. We honor your name. We give you all the glory. Thank you for signs. Thank you for wonders. Thank you for your heart in the midst of your people. We are grateful to you, O Most High. Lift up your voice. Appreciate Most High for his goodness and his faithfulness in the midst of his people. We give you all the glory for all that you did in our midst in the first service. We appreciate you, Master Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. In Isaiah chapter 64 and in verse 1, it says, oh, that thou wilt rend the heaven, that thou wouldst come down, and the mountain might flow down at thy presence. Will you lift up your voice and ask for the tangible presence of God in this second service like never before? That the heaven will open upon this atmosphere. Heaven will open upon this gathering today. Lord, we ask for the release of your presence to terminate affliction. We have for the release of your power in this second service. Showcase yourself mighty in our amidst, oh God, may we experience the wonders of God. May we experience the heart and the move of God beyond what we experienced in the first service. Showcase yourself here today in the mighty name of Jesus. In 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 46, it says, and the hand of the Lord is upon Elijah. And he gathered his loins and ran before Ahab to the gate of Jezreel. We are going to lift up our voice and hearts for the release of the mighty hands of God upon God's servant in this second service. That is, as the hands of God will rest upon him, the anointing of the Lord shall be heavy upon him. Lift up your voice and hearts for the release of God's hand. He said, but my horn shall be lifted like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. As for the fresh oil upon God's grain, upon God's servant, as his fresh release of his power upon his life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we make demand for the release of your power to your servant. We ask that you will speak to him and speak to him. To him in this service, you will do great wonders. Affliction shall be terminated. The yoke shall be broken. And we shall have abundance of testimonies in this service today. In the mighty name of Jesus. You believe God has answered our prayer. Jam those hands together to the glory of God. Jam those hands together. Jam those hands together. We are excited to be in God's presence. I believe so strongly that the Lord has given you a testimony. Don't sit on that testimony. A minister or a pastor will be waiting for you at the glory entrance, and you'll be given an opportunity to share with the people of God with another shout of praise and a clap of hands. Can we welcome the praises?
Somebody give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Come on, help me look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, the Lord has been good to me, and I'm going to bless his name. Somebody scream. Aya. Daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Daily as I live, open us and breathe. Let my whole life, aya, set me as I live. Open us and breathe. Let my whole life, come on now. You say we cry, Abba Father, I know what it is. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry up, oh Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. So we cry up, oh Father. Hallowed be your name.
Praise him, present, 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 come, let's praise the Lord. Come, let's praise Jehovah. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah. Spread the news around. Let us praise the Lord. Forever and ever, our God is Jesus. You say, from eternity, I am. Present, 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 from the east to the west, from the north to the south, present, 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 somebody, praise the Lord, lift him higher. You say, Ale, 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 Ale,
you can forever and ever. Try it!